Hashem Svatai Tiftach Ufi Agid Tehilatecha. So, something here doesn't add up. You see, imagine you're in the middle of a meeting. You have been having that meeting with your boss for 20 minutes, and suddenly in the middle of the meeting you say, wait a second, can I talk to you? Your boss is going to think you're a little crazy because you're talking to him. What do you need an permission for? You're obviously talking to him. And yet we do this every day. We've been talking to God and davening for the last half hour, and suddenly we get up to Shemona Esrei and we say, Hashem, can you open my lips? Well, my lips are obviously open because I'm talking to him. So what's going on here? So perhaps the simplest explanation is, until Shemona Esrei, we're not really speaking to God. We're preparing ourselves to speak to God. We're kind of meditating in the chamber room before we speak to God. Only when we say those words, Baruch Atah, are we really speaking to God. But before we go into really speaking to God, we got to ask Him, God, open up my mouth. We got to recognize that speech is a gift. We got to tap in to this concept of speech and to the power of speech. And the truth is, a lot of times, we're a little embarrassed to use this tool called speech to come before God. Because we know that we've used our mouth for some not holy things. And we feel embarrassed. Imagine for a second, like, I don't know, your mom gave you the keys to the car. She said, can you take your brother to the soccer game? And you said, sure. And you took the car and you took him to the soccer game. But then afterwards, you took a spin and you went to the movies. But on the way there, you wrecked the car. You got into a car accident. As you take your broken car back to your mom that night, you're going to be pretty ashamed. So that mashal is a little bit like us before davening. We're coming into tefillah and we want to use our mouth to connect to Hashem, to say praise, fiyagite latecha. But we know we've used our mouth for such unholy things, some of us sometimes, for lashon hara, speaking negatively, not for words of Torah, for words of tefillah, for words of positivity. And we feel ashamed. How can I open my mouth to speak to you when I haven't used my speech properly? In fact, this koch of dibur, it's what separates the tzaddikim from the rest of us. The reason the tzaddikim are able to say a bracha and it's so meaningful is because they watch over their mouth. And Bezrat Hashem, hopefully we'll all get there, but sometimes we walk into Shemona Esrei and we feel ashamed. Hashem Svatai Tiftach. And we have to just say, Hashem, open up my mouth. But in what zchut, what right do we really have to open up our mouth? So the answer to that question is you have to look into the origins of this phrase, Hashem Svatai Tiftach Ufi Agid Tehilatecha. You see, it comes from Psalm 51. What's Psalm 51? It's from David HaMelech, but it's not just any psalm of David HaMelech. It's a psalm where David HaMelech wrote it after the sin of Bathsheba. That's the title, the quoteret of the psalm. What was David HaMelech feeling when he said these words, Hashem Tzvaitai Tiftach? It seems like he's feeling ashamed. He's feeling embarrassed, just like we feel embarrassed sometimes to come before God. We don't feel like, who am I? What did I do 10 minutes before I davened? How can I come and pretend like I'm so righteous? And David HaMelech, after the Bathsheba affair, he's probably feeling pretty crummy himself. But at the end of the day, he approached God and he said, you know what? That's in the past. But now, God, I want to get close to you. And you are wherever your thoughts are. And he comes close and he does tshuva and he sings and he begs to get close. And that's what we're doing. Hashem Svatai Tiftach. On the one end, we're brokenhearted. We say, God, what right do I have to come before you? But at the same time, we say, if David HaMelech could do it, then we also can approach you. No matter what happened before tefillah, we always, always, always have that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Bezrat Hashem, I bless us that we should use that Hashem Fatai Tiftach time to contemplate that the next tefillah, our mouth should mamish be pure. We should wait till the end of tefillah. Elokai Nitzor L'Sheni, we should really beg Hashem to clear our mouth to only speak positive and good. But even if, Chas V'Shalom, we're not on that level, we should know that we always have the zchut to come before Hashem. Hashem should mezaka us to do tshuva shlema, just like David HaMelech did, and always use our mouth as the most amazing kli in the world to get close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is our purpose in life. And with that in mind, may we merit an amazing tefillah full of dvekut.